There were some campaign promises made good on last night at the White House. President Barack Obama said no one should graduate from university without having read poetry on the campaign trail. He also promised that he would open up the White House to a wide range of people, and last night there was a poetry jam at the White House. One of the guests and readers was Joshua Brandon Bennett, who performed last night. He's in a studio in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
So take me there, buddy. Take me there. I want to hear how you sounded last night and call it out to all the people in our audience here on The Takeaway.
Okay, here we go. This is a segment from the poem I did last night entitled Tamara's Opus. It is only now I see that I was never willing to put in the extra effort to love her properly. So as the only person in my family who was not fluent in sign language, I have decided to take this time to apologize to Tamara. I am sorry for my silence. But true love knows no frequency. And so I will use these hands to speak volumes that can never be contained within the boundaries of sound waves. I will shout at the top of my fingertips until digits dance and relay these mental messages directly to your soul. I know that there is no poem that can make up for all the time we have lost. So please, if you can, just listen as I play you a symphony on the strings of my heart. Made for no other ears on this earth but yours.
Wow.
Oh, that is
nice. I got the chills, man.
Joshua Brandon Bennett, spoken word poet who works with Youth Speaks, a nonprofit organization in Northern California, was at the White House Poetry Jam last night, along with Spike Lee, James Earl Jones, obviously Michelle Obama was there. Who else was in the House? I sound like such a dork, but who else was there in the White House last night?
Oh, man, I met a lot of great folks. Zach Braff, who actually, you know, worked on Garden State, which is one of my favorite movies. So that was pretty amazing to get the chance to see him.
Did the president and first lady seem to be entertained, seem to really enjoy what was going on?
Oh, no, they were certainly locked in. Like, I made direct eye contact with both Madam President and Barack, you know, several times. And so it was absolutely amazing to see how focused they both were on the performances.
Well, there in the studio with you and joining us now is Jeff Chang, hip-hop journalist and author of Can't Stop, Won't Stop, which is an award-winning narrative history of hip-hop, and he's a judge at Youth Speaks. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Culturally, how significant do you think this moment was last night and the possibility of many more moments like this? Do you think it's a kind of a 21st century Camelot moment, it seemed to me.
It's huge. I mean, it's really the sound and the shape and the texture of the new American majority in a lot of respects. That's the way I see it. You know, you've got all of these young voices who literally, you know, can speak now from the highest platform in the world. And it's just an incredible validation of young voices and new voices and diversity in this country.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
How you doing, Farai?
It's always good to talk to you. You know, am the most jealous person in America right now because I wasn't there last night.
That
was
sounded like fun.
Going to bed to wake up early for the radio. And it just strikes me that, you know, you have written so much about hip-hop culture in your award-winning book, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. And I understand your next book is going to tackle the kind of multiculturalism you're talking about. But also, you've been someone who's really looked at arts policy. So just from maybe a more political perspective, what does it mean for the government to invest in the arts?
You know, we've been talking a lot about this, and in fact, there was the first meeting of a bunch of community arts advocates, artists, folks from arts organizations that are doing great work around the country yesterday with the Obama's Office of Public Engagement. James Cass, who runs you know, Youth Speaks and Brave New Voices, was there in the audience as well, and spoke quite a bit to, you know, the folks from the White House who are working on these types of policies. We understand that we're going to hear about who the new NEA chair is today. It's going to be officially announced. And I think that there's a lot of excitement at the grassroots level to try to figure out a way that artists can be involved in the recovery of this country, both in terms of civic society, civic engagement, as well as, obviously, the economic stimulus. You know, we're all there at the forefront of this type of stuff. And I think that for the first time in a lot of ways, artists are being recognized as workers and that, you know, people are beginning to understand that creativity is what sort of kept communities strong. It's the glue that keeps people together. And so we're looking for a lot of really interesting movement around those issues over the next 4 years.
Well, there's a long history here, and both of you are a part of it. I mean, whether we're talking about Walt Whitman, a poet in the mid-1800s, who was very much involved in formulating the voice of America. If you want to talk about the Depression and how many artists and writers were involved in that, we think of artists and poets as maybe being in opposition to the established order. But there's also a strong history of poets and artists being a part of, as you say, the recovery. Joshua Bennett, where do you think you stand in this sort of historical context of being a voice of social change at the government level, not as necessarily opposed to the government?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think I'm very interested in the idea of how Professor Rodman Kelly puts it, this notion of infra-politics, like the idea that on a ground roots, every day, I guess, political level, there are changes that go on. And I think that's where I see myself situated, more as along the people and just someone who's interested in the idea of not necessarily just prison reform in terms of laws and bills that are passed, but folks going and doing workshops and sitting down on a one-to-one basis with the people whose lives are changed in a very sweeping fashion by, you know, some of these governmental changes that happen. So I think that's where I see myself, and that's where I see my trajectory as a person who uses his work on an everyday basis to work with the people and the communities I live in and work with.
So just quickly, Joshua, your poem was about someone who does not speak sign language. And is that a personal experience of yours?
Yes. My older sister, Tamara, is deaf. And for the better part of my life, I haven't been able to speak any sign language at all until recently. I think right after I wrote the poem, I've actually done my best to start learning ASL, and I'll be taking an ASL class in the spring.
Wow. That's a moment.
So you'll be able to to do poetry with your hands. I mean, sign language, many people argue that you should use the capital D for deaf because it's a whole community, not just
culture,
a way of speaking. You know,
it's centered in Washington at Gallaudet University, which is one of the centers of deaf culture. So Jeff Chang, take us out. Would it have been better if it had been a poetry slam, maybe a little more competitive than this jam thing, huh?
Well, if people want to get that poetry slam type of vibe, they can check out the Brave New Voices finale, which is coming up on HBO this weekend. And I just want to say, you know, it's a really interesting thing. We're at a moment, you know, in the 60s, artists were seen as the outsiders, and it was a way for the U.S. to kind of say, hey, you know, we allow outsiders in our country. And at this particular moment, I think artists are asked to be folks that are rebuilding the country, and I think that that's what we're going to be looking towards over the next 4 years.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Jeff Chang, hip-hop journalist, author of Can't Stop, Won't Stop, and Joshua Brandon Bennett, who was one of the performers last night at the White House Poetry Jam, both of you in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Josh and Jeff.
Thank you.
Well, this is the sound of four fingers snapping for the Poetry Jam.